Mail in that RSVP card with your plus one, because this week's discovery makes an unexpected date for a wedding. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Great love stories often begin at weddings, but in the multicultural romance The Wedding Date by author Jasmine Guillory, an unlikely couple's wedding weekend agreement may not start a great love story, but it certainly starts a complicated one. The story begins in a hotel elevator, as Alexa Monroe is heading up to visit her sister, and Drew Nichols is begrudgingly preparing to be a groomsman in his ex's wedding. When they get trapped in the elevator together, Drew tells Alexa that he's dreading attending the wedding alone, and on a whim, he asks her to join him. Alexa surprises herself by agreeing to be Drew's fake girlfriend for the weekend, but once their steamy wedding weekend is over, they go their separate ways, trying to decide what they want from their unexpected romance. Now, it may be a fluffy contemporary romance, but The Wedding Date sets out to tackle a number of social, racial, and relationship issues along the way. Alexa and Drew deal with the complications of a biracial and long-distance relationship, all while Alexa is working on a proposal for a teen arts program that's close to her heart. These topics aren't explored in much detail, though, because the characters focus more on the physical aspect of their relationship. The book's greatest problem, though, is that it follows two smart, professional adults through the kinds of issues that seem more appropriate for college-age characters. He alternates between the stereotypical commitment-phobic frat boy and the nervous teenager with his first crush, and their relationship turns her into a lovesick girl, obsessing about Drew's assumed lack of interest. Granted, all relationships come with some doubts and insecurities, but it's frustrating to read along as two grown professionals panic and mope and obsess instead of talking it out like adults. But is it worth making a date with this fake couple? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The Wedding Date is a light but steamy romance with an interesting story, but the character's adolescent insecurities sometimes get in the way of telling an enjoyable, grown-up love story. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Wedding Date by Jasmine Guillory is 218 interesting but insecure pages long and is available from Berkeley. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.